You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, today I have Kunal Fabiani on the line, and he's a CEO of Americas in Africa at Healy Consultants Group. Kunal, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Kunal. So excited to learn more about Healy Consultants Group today and really what drives you and your mission. And just to get us started, we'll start off the way that we start every episode with our Mission Matters Minute. So Kunal, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Kunal, what mission matters to you?
So thanks for the question, Adam. So at Healy Consultants, as our motto says, we pride ourselves with being global business experts. Yes, my title officially is CEO for Americas and Africa, but our mission is to enable the internationalization of companies, be it, you know, your startup companies, an entrepreneur, a small business, and multinational corporations or Fortune 500 companies. It doesn't really matter, right? We don't discriminate on that end. If you have an idea, you want to go global, if you want to go local into a certain continent or country, we want to be essential part of it, right? And enabling you to get set up in these countries, right? And hold you through the whole process and make it an easy voyage, right?
Fantastic. Well, we'll love having mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share why they do what they do, how they do it, and really what we can all gain from that so we can all learn and grow together. That's the whole point of the Mission Matters platform. So Kunal, I mean, let's go back a little bit further. Well, of course, we're going to spend some time talking about Healy Consultants Group today, but let's go a little bit further in your background. Like, how did you get started in business?
So Healy Consultants Group has been around for 20 plus years. I joined the company 10 years ago, initially as a business development manager, just growing the business, looking at the different types of services that a corporate service provider typically offers. So just to give you a bit of background to the listeners, is corporate service provider essentially provides corporate secretarial services, business setup support services, and this was typically done by Healy Consultants in, let's say, more around Asia. The company was headquartered in Singapore, and we offered services typically around the region. So my mission when I joined the company was also to expand on where we offered services. I was born and brought up in Spain, so obviously I do speak Spanish. Spanish is my native language, so there was an opportunity to grow a portfolio of clients from the South America, Central America, Latin American countries, of course. And because I come from the Canary Islands, there's a close proximity to the African continent. Africa was a big one for us as well, to kind of enter into that market and provide, let's say, more clarity, transparency in terms of the process of setting up business, which can be simple and straightforward in any given country, the Western world, and more developed economies, but maybe not that transparent in some of these countries in these continents, right? Maybe language barriers, or just a lack of information. So I think we have done a great job at you know, providing that information through our website. Very, I guess, informational manner, right? It's very transparent. There's a lot of information. It's information rich. So we like to, you know, to be the, let's say, the modern Wikipedia or business setup in any country in the world, right? Not only in the Americas and Africa, but definitely these two continents have been target markets, as a lot of emerging economies are in these continents.
And so as we, and I want to pause for a moment just before we go and maybe just talk specifically about what Healy Consultants offers in terms of services, because I know at the end of this, I'm definitely going to give you the opportunity to leave that, you know, website and contact information so people can follow up. But tell us a little bit more about the services that Healy Consultants actually offers.
So we do offer a company incorporation that entails business setup, as per se. So advising on the type of legal structure that one would have to set up or the options that they would have for their specific business, business advisory, market entry strategies for a specific industry, as well as ancillary services that come with business setup. You know, it can be as simple as bank account opening, bookkeeping services, tax planning, legal solutions, you know, and whatever comes after business setup, is when you hire employees or employee matters, you know, running payroll, licensing, post-business setup compliances. So obviously, if you're running a business, you have to be compliant with the local regulations. So we provide information and support in all of these aspects.
Mm. And so what are the types of clients that you typically find get the most value out of working with Healy Consultants? Is this primarily for enterprise, middle market, mid cap? Like, give us a feel for maybe the type of clients that get the most value out of working with Healy.
As I mentioned, I think at the beginning of the conversation, we don't really discriminate. We don't have, let's say, target sort of companies. I mean, we provide advisory to high net worth individuals, startups, businessmen with a certain idea, maybe a person that's been employed for 20 years in a business that wants to start a new venture. So they had maybe saved up some capital and want to start a new business. So we want to be there for these clients. But your question is specifically, well, which type of clients are more valuable to you or add more value to the business, right? So I'd like to say we're a boutique consultancy firm. So we don't typically do volume, and our offering is in such a way where typically clients with already a large presence or footprint in certain countries come to us to say, okay, well, you guys seem to be spread across the globe. Can you help us set up in several jurisdictions? So we specialize in multi-country setups, right? It can be in one continent, it can be across several continents. It can be across six continents. Unfortunately or personally, we don't do Antarctica yet, but maybe sometime in the future.
Awesome. And thank you for that context, because as I ask you some more questions about what you're seeing, because you have, I like to have some good context there. And I think you have a unique vantage point. So meaning working with, first off, the breadth of Healy, working in many different regions and countries, number one, and working with many different types of business owners. I'm interested to see, so, you know, post-pandemic in the regions that you're working in the Americas and in Africa, how do you think really, you know, post-pandemic or the pandemic, like how have some of the regions been affected by that?
Well, in terms of regions that have been affected, it's more the businesses that have not harnessed the power of social media or having an online presence. Those have definitely been impacted severely. Obviously, when you're confined to your home, you can't go to your local store. You seek to buy services or get services or, you know, buy products online. So in many of these countries, you would typically have, you know, your local grocery store or a local hypermarket and get your goods from there, but you'd have to go in person. So a lot of businesses have actually, so the pandemic has been an opportunity for those companies or businesses that have said, well, they've identified the power of having an online presence, having an SEO optimized website, or just having a page on, you know, social media, Facebook, on Instagram, offering services or products, or even TikTok, you know, just talking about, this is what I offer, this is what I can do, this is what I know. So many of these have jumped on this bandwagon and capitalized on it, as well as companies that offer support services, let's say, when it comes to supply chain, right? So particularly in some African countries, if you were to order a product off Amazon, you find it very difficult that that product cannot be delivered from the US or any fulfillment center, let's say, close to your country, directly to Africa, right? So you'd need to arrange, let's say, a PO box or send it to a certain company that then ship that product to you, right, in Africa. So us as some companies that has said, well, you know, why don't we make this easier for customers who want to purchase products online, maybe not for personal use, maybe it's for the businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely capitalized on that because they've offered this service. So bringing not only Amazon, but generally the e-marketplace, right, mm-hmm. to their economies. Another factor that has popped up from the pandemic is obviously the dependency of local suppliers, right? So mm-hmm. that may have grown. So, for example, if you're in the car manufacturing industry, we all know that there's a shortage of microchips. China went to lockdown, how did that affect maybe fulfillment centers or manufacturing centers in South America, right? So let's look at suppliers or vendors that are local to us, right? So I've gone into to look sourcing backup suppliers or service providers closer to home. So those are the businesses that have affected or have a different outlook, right? It comes to many businesses in the service sector, and we're talking about human resources.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have to say that there has been a shift in, say, employees or companies hiring full-time employees, and rather now getting comfortable with treating employees as independent contractors and saying, well, you know, work from wherever you want. As long as you get the job done, it has worked for us during the pandemic. I mean, it was working from home. I don't need you to be in an office. So that kind of reduces operational expenditure because companies are now not investing in large spaces to house employees. They will work from home or work from whichever country you want, report into your manager at the XYZ times, you know, and as long as the job gets done, we're happy, right? As long as the KPIs are met, we're happy. Right. So there's been a shift in that mindset of not hiring permanent employees. Well, not treating them as employees, but independent contractors and mm-hmm. having that flexibility. Obviously, working from home, that has allowed greater flexibility. But that also has created opportunity for entrepreneurs who have identified the space in or concept of digital nomad, right? So mm-hmm. you may be aware that there are that are setting up communities of digital nomads. So if you could go to, for example, say, well, I'm a software developer, right? And my headquarters in Silicon Valley, right? But I can work from anywhere at any time I want. Mm-hmm. But let me travel the world. I don't have to be in something. So I could go to these communities with the thought of, well, these digital nomads, we need a community. So they will come with their families. Right, so digital nomad communities will be set up with residential properties, support services, education centers, and obviously leisure centers. Right, so that's an incredible concept and an idea for I guess this new era of employment, right, that we have.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me, and many of the things that you've mentioned in Africa, I can see like similarities to some of the things how the pandemic escalated things in the United States. Whether I know you mentioned in Africa, maybe it has to do with, you know, delivery or you know, of services or e-commerce, which maybe some of the infrastructure in the United States is obviously a little bit more advanced. But I can see like similarities in what you said and maybe like how our telehealth is now being delivered and some of the other things. It's almost like in certain industries that were lagging or kind of forced out of necessity to evolve and to advance. Am I off on that?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Let's maybe jump around a little bit here. How do you see, let's talk about the political side of things. So how do you see maybe the, you know, obviously post-pandemic, we're going into a new way of doing business, new thing. I'm just curious, how do you see like the geopolitical landscape evolving in you know, the coming years from your vantage point?
So for certain economies, let's say in developing economies, if they were to evolve and obviously harness this change in this, the way of how companies operate. Mm-hmm. So companies should be more open to foreign investment, I guess, change their policies to welcome businesses right? Especially create to that those businesses that create value. And the most important form of creating value is creating employment. But if I'm bringing a business to your country, it should be easy for me to set up a business, to hire employees, and just create jobs and give back to the community, right? And that creates value for me, right? So I wouldn't necessarily say relaxed policies, but definitely more flexible policies when it comes to investment from the outside, right? So if I was a business that wanted to hire employees, I mean, going back to the fact that, you know, my employees don't need to be in the U.S. Mm-hmm. or in Singapore, you know, I can hire employees. I guess businesses have thought, well, you know, I can hire employees in Morocco or let's say Tunisia or in Egypt, right? Or in South Africa if I need English-speaking staff. And, you know, my cost of labor is less. But how easy is it for me to hire these people, you know? So those are a lot of questions that we get asked, right? So there's a lot of confusion. There's no clarity. So obviously our mission is to make that clear and accessible to our clients, right? Who are definitely interested in being set up in these countries. So again, for those countries that are targets for our clients, well, they should offer incentives, right, to businesses to set up so that they can also, I guess, capitalize, right, on what they have to offer. Because the business is set up, it not only create jobs, but there's a knowledge transfer, right? Or especially we've seen a boom of fintech, right? Financial technology companies being set up, especially across Nigeria is definitely a hub, and Kenya and South Africa. There's a lot of VC-backed companies that have set up there, especially in the payment sector. So that's definitely opportunities for these countries and more countries soon. Suit and see what these countries are getting right. And I think that's my take on this.
And speaking of the businesses themselves, how do you see maybe the competition between, you know, these established businesses and maybe even the startups in the region? Like, how do you see this evolving?
So evolving is powerful. If businesses that are established for 10, 20, 50 years, it doesn't, with the changing landscape, if they don't keep evolving, and adapting to this new era, they'll essentially become the modern age dinosaurs. You know, they will become extinct. So you have to adapt to the new era.
And that would be like kind of like in the U.S. it'd be like our Kodaks or something, or some of the big, you know, the companies that you never thought would change, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very good example. Kodak is a very good example. So again, evolve, adapt to the new era, make your workplace a bit more flexible, harness the power of digital media. I mean, imagine a business not being present online or not having any presence, digital presence. That's unfathomable, right, in today's day and age.
Yeah, and I
definitely
I agree with that. When I'm thinking about what you're saying, Kunal, and I'm like, yeah, there's some that have listened to this and they'll be like, oh, come on. But you're right. There's some people that have listened to this. So yeah, and if you're listening and you don't have that presence working it, I'm sorry, go ahead. I had to say that because I say it all the time on this show, and it's fun for me to hear somebody else preach it. Go ahead, continue. Sorry.
Definitely. Yeah, no, and this is definitely opportunities for new businesses or new entrants, right? And they say, well, this company is doing this well, but there's a gap, right, between what they're offering and maybe their presence online. I can do that better. So let me come in. And maybe I'm a small fish. This established company is a whale, but I can do it better because I know how to sell my services or sell my product or market my product or my services or my business better because I understand how a digital company or an online business should operate and should present itself, right? So companies that resist, you know, doing business this way or, you know, being online, obviously will face some sort of difficulties. Obviously, established companies will have their portfolio of clients for sure, but new entrants will definitely catch up and maybe steal a bit of their market share, right? So it's very important that there should be a constant evolution and harnessing, you know, new tools, AI, like the ChatGPT, that can be, I mean, if you're not using ChatGPT in your business, you're starting to become obsolete, right? And that's just one tool.
Yeah. Well, Kunal, I could talk to you about this all day, but we're about out of time for today's episode. That being said, it's been great having you on the show. If somebody's listening to this or watching this and they want to follow up and they want to learn more about Healy Consultants, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
So we have a great presence online. We have a website, it's www.healyconsultants.com. You can look us up on LinkedIn, Healy Consultants, on Instagram, same, Healy Consultants, as well as Facebook. And we do publish regularly videos, informational videos, experiences of our clients on YouTube. So definitely check us out on there.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. The whole point of the Mission Matters platform is for us all to grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Kunal, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam. And just a final note to all your listeners, your success is our success.